This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is down to the surviving quartet of teams, or you may say the final four. Here to talk about how we got here and where we go now is Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Mike, who's in the final four?
Final four is Duke, University of Connecticut, Georgia Tech, and the winner of this game between Oklahoma State and St. Joseph's.
Drives left, wants the handle, out for Lucas, left side three, good! John Lucas drains it, 6.9 to go, 64-62 Oklahoma State. Jameer Nelson the other way, to the free throw line, fade away, jumper, no good. Rebound Lucas, and that'll do it. Oklahoma State is going to the Final Four.
We should say that call by Bob Papa on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Westwood One is the official voice of March Madness, and March Madness is a registered trademark of CBS. You know, college basketball, I'd say I love this game, but that's a registered trademark of the NBA. So I think we could just say that it's been a good tournament so far without paying any royalties.
Okay, Mike, tell me about these teams. There aren't too many long shots left, are there?
No, you're right. Georgia Tech is probably the longest shot, especially because their best player, B.J. Elder, twisted an ankle in Friday night's game, so he may be hurt for the games coming up. Georgia Tech will be playing Oklahoma State, and we heard that great shot by John Lucas at the end of the game. And I don't have to tell you, Alex, that John Lucas II, who's that kid's dad, was one of the greatest college basketball players ever. And on CBS, registered trademark of CBS, they showed the dad coaching from the stands, which was kind of a nice moment because he also was an NBA coach for three teams.
I remember the story you did about the pressures on being the son of a superstar. And here is one, yeah?
Yeah, and it's an interesting wrinkle because John Lucas, the dad, the NBA coach, sweating it out in the stands, he also had a very serious substance abuse problem. And a lot of people do, but their substance abuse problems aren't in all the newspapers. So when their children step on a basketball court, the other team and opposing fans don't know enough to taunt the son for the flaws of the father. It all helped mold him into a really tough player, and he's now in the Final Four.
Well, how about Duke and UConn?
UConn center Amika Okafor is the best player left in the tournament. He had a bad back going in. He got another injury in their win against Alabama. And here, by the way, to contrast with the last radio call we just heard, here's how the game ended, the call by Chad Anderson, WVUA Student Radio.
Davis takes the inbound 3-2-1. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies.
Mike, I'm just guessing that WVUA is the station of Alabama and not UConn, because this guy doesn't sound all that
into that exuberant, yeah. Right? And Duke is also in the Final Four, to talk about the last team we haven't talked about, you know, like the Swallows returning to Capistrano, a regular occurrence, Duke being in the Final Four. The key to that team is their big man, Luol Deng. An interesting story there, too. His dad was a government official in Sudan. The family had to flee as members of the Dinka tribe. They were, and they continue to be, persecuted. So here Luol Deng is, a tall Dinka, sort of redundant, and he has some basketball ability. So who better as a coach than Manute Bol? Do you remember him?
Sure, he used to play for the Washington Bullets.
The tallest player in NBA history, and he's also a big humanitarian. He raises money for Sudan, and he helps out kids like Deng. And now Deng plays for himself, his team, and his people. And I think we should also add he plays for CBS Sports, home of Singular at the Half, the Coca-Cola Update, the Pontiac All-Time Team. Do you
think CBS
runs enough promos during the game?
We don't have time for all those promos. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca on the NCAA tournament over the weekend. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
This is Day-to-Day from NPR News.